Thank you all for coming and giving so much pleasure to the residents of Goloka Dham. Really, the devotees here always feel when the enlivened guests like you, then the whole project has a value. You give a value, really. And you sing and dance very nicely, even though it's so early in the morning for some of you. Krishna. We came yesterday from Berlin by train, and we met a very interesting person. He was a lecturer at the university, and I had a little discussion with him when I came out of the train. He had seen me yet. He had asked, "Oh, you're a monk? You are? Yes, I said, "I'm a devotee of Lord Krishna. May I know your destination? Where are you going to?" I said, "I hope to Krishna." Then I said, I will be going here to all of you and be part of a retreat over the weekend with several talented lecturers. I mentioned Sutapa's subject, attention, and others. And then I said, I would be talking about the art of transformation. And he looked at me, he was really amazed. He said, "May I know who you are?" He introduced himself, and he's a professor who just goes, he wants to walk in the forests of Middle Germany for just the Eastern holidays to get his mind a little bit free. His parents died, and he wanted to get some free space in the head for thinking about the life. And then he said, "You know, when you said you talk about transformation, that's just what I need at this moment. Will it be recorded what you say?" And I said, "Yeah, Gaur Krishna is there. He has a new microphone." And we new microphone? Gaur Hari's microphone, yes. So I will try to talk nicely. I think it is a very, very good that we all have come today here for these few days where we can step back from our busy life, where we can come to a point where we can look at our life with a fresh perspective and maybe discover things for us which are of great value and which will help us in our onward journey. So we are all here together in a wonderful, let us say, adventure or wonderful undertaking, and I'm very grateful that I share these two, three days with you, all of you. I see our Gopinath is also there. Haripol Gopinath. Sutapa, I have understood he is amongst all his many, many nice qualities. I'm actually reading Sutapa's book at the moment, Tattva. It's called Tattva. I received the book, reading it religiously, every block. And Shantanu is here. Just now he must be organizing something. So, yeah. And some Matajis I recognize. Newborn Mataji, Hare Krishna. Palika is also there. Vrinda is there. Very good. All right. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Nuki jana vallava giri varadhari. Nuki jana vallava giri varadhari. Yasoda nandana braja janarandana. Yasoda nandana braja janarandana. Yamuna tira vanachari. Yamuna tira vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Rai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Canto, sixth chapter. Now the text, you have to help me by reading it from the 33. Padyagata Sva. Yes. Yes. Viyani Tita Ada Priyashrava Ragayata Svaraviyani Tita Pada Priyashrava Shigram Ahuta Iva Meshigram Darshanam Jati Chetasi Darshanam Yati Chetasi Vagayata Svavirjani Tirtha Pada Priyashrava Ahuta Iva Me Shikram Darshanam Jati Shetasi. Yes, please. Jesus, please. Thank you. Bhagayata thus singing, Svavirjani, own activities, Tirthapada, the Lord whose lotus feet are the source of all virtues or holiness. Priya Shravaha, pleasing to hear, Ahutaha, called for, Eva, just like, to me, Shikram, very soon, Dashanam, sight. Jati appears, Chetasi, on the seat of the heart, to give you a better understanding of what you will hear. I will first tell you the context. Here the great saint Narada Muni speaks about an experience and a realization of what happens when he chants about Krishna's holy name and his holy activities. It's his own experience. He says, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appears on the seat of my heart, as if called for. As soon as I begin to chant about his holy activities. Purport, the absolute personality of Godhead is non-different from his name, his form, pastimes, and the sound vibration thereof. Wow! As soon as a pure devotee engages himself in the pure devotional service of hearing, chanting, and remembering the name, fame, and activities of the Lord, at once the Lord becomes visible to the transcendental eyes of the pure devotee by reflecting himself on the mirror of the heart by transcendental television. Wow! I said it. He reflects himself on the mirror of the heart by spiritual television. My God, this is like we experience life. We look at the television, but there is only Brad Pitt in the television, unfortunately. Or the never-dying Queen of England. But here is the transcendental experience of a pure devotee on the mirror of the heart by spiritual television. He sees who? You know everything. Krishna, yes. This is profound, my dear devotees. I know it's early for you in the morning and the brain is working on half-dead modus, but try to listen to this. This is profound. Therefore, a pure devotee who is related with the Lord in loving transcendental service of the Lord can experience the presence of the Lord at every moment. It is a natural psychology in every individual case that a person likes to hear and enjoy his personal glories enumerated by others. That is a natural instinct. And the Lord, being also an individual personality like others, is not an exception to this psychology. Because psychological characteristics visible in the individual souls are but reflections of the same psychology in the absolute Lord. The only difference is that the Lord is the greatest personality of all and absolute in all his affairs. If therefore the Lord is attracted by the pure devotee's chanting of his glories, there's nothing astonishing. Since he's absolute, he can appear himself in the picture of his glorification, the two things being identical. So Krishna can come and appear in the heart when devotees glorify him, because he is identical with the glorification about him. Srila Narada chants the glorification of the Lord not for his personal benefit, but because the glorifications are identical with the Lord. Narada Muni penetrates into the presence of the Lord by the transcendental chanting. Do you also appreciate this text? That it gives such a hopeful message to all of us, that the Lord can appear by transcendental television. Maybe nowadays we would say he can appear on our mobile telephone by the WhatsApp app, you know. But the idea is the same. A very far, just like on such television transference of a picture, or let us say something in the modern times, and electronic transfer of an image from one mobile phone to the other. Just like that, the Lord can also come from Goloka Vrindavan and appear, although he may in some ways be very far away from us, he can actually appear in our heart and our perception through the chanting. This is profound. This is very profound. Please join me now. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyare Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yesterday on the train, I wanted to see Shruti Dharma Prabhu because I had heard about the medicinal news in his life, and I wanted to just see and, if possible, hear how he deals with his health challenge. And Gokrishna said, "Will we have internet and we can see the lecture which he gave on Wednesday in the Bhaktivedanta manner?" And I said, "Wow, wonderful, that was a lecture in the manner, and I can see it." "Yes, I can see it in the train." "Yes, no problem, we have Wi-Fi in the train." I said, "Then let's do it." And Gokrishna did some zimzalabim, and there was Shruti Dama, and told us his blood number, B positive, and everything else. So then I also saw a few of you in the manor, and it was possible by this, let us say, an innate possibility that is to utilize modern technology and then do something as inconceivable as see something which happened in England. There is an innate possibility in the internet to make such miracles easily possible, and Gokrishna could tell you how it works. I'm not so expert on it. Here, my dear devotees, my dear friends, and the few skeptics amongst you, the verse points out to an innate possibility, an opportunity, a facility which all of us have, that is to receive Krishna in our heart. We may just have to do a few repairs and a few zimzalabims, a few adjustments, if you so want, a little alignment into the, let us say, a true spiritual life. And then it is possible. Just like yesterday, Gokrishna needed to do a few things with his computer, and then it was possible to see a person who I appreciate very much for many reasons. I could see him right in the train on the way from Berlin to Frankfurt. Now, this is, I think, an ongoing invitation of our movement. Use your possibility. Use your inherent opportunities. Don't let them just waste, because what you don't use, you lose. This I learned from Gokopal. What you don't use, you lose. If you have muscles and you don't use them, you lose your muscles and you are totally out of shape. If you have an innate possibility within you, you don't use it, you might lose it. Here in this little retreat over Eastern, we all want to repair our heart so that the spiritual television, which Prabhupada talks about here, can take place. You have entered a repair shop in Goloka Dham. This is our motto, this is our mission. We want to actually embark on this project to become connected with Krishna in the heart. If I may go back with you a little into my own past, there was an event, a defining moment in my life, which made me that which you see now before you, a happy old man. It was when I was still young. I had seen the devotees of Krishna in Hamburg town, and I was both attracted and repulsed. I felt attraction because they looked very happy, but I felt in a way shocked because it was clear they were not part of the life I was leading, a life of wealthy entertainment, I would say, a life of distraction. My education was going on, my friends were going on, my travels were going on, my watching movies was going on, my visiting expensive parties was going on. And they were clearly not part of this life. So I was a little bit careful. These are not people who wear my brands. They had another dress code. And I was a little afraid. What if I... But they look so happy. What if I associate with them? I might become one of those. I feel it. I'm possible to do the unexpected. I have this possibility in me. And I'm capable of doing it. I did it many times. So, but then I did meet the devotees involuntarily. I was in a hurry and I didn't see them. They were doing kirtan on a bridge and I was running over the bridge to catch a train. I was really, it was really tight. And I ran against one of the devotees. It was a Mataji. She fell on the ground. I also fell because I was running with all my strength to catch that train, and both of us rose under pain, and it was a devotee. I just ran over a devotee. Oops. So I was from a good family background. I mean, I had hurt someone. Can I help you? Are you hurt? And the devotee said to me, "Well, you are so strange." I said, "Really? Do you know me?" "Well, I see you many times. You look at us. You are so attracted. But you always hide behind a newspaper so that we can't see you. Do you think we are as foolish as you are?" Oh, Mataji was clearly upset with me. But, when a man is upset with a man, then the men fight. When the woman is upset with the man, then they talk. I said, "But you are so strange. Look how you're dressed. No one is dressed like you." She said, "So many people like foolish newspapers. Does this mean I have to also read them?" Oh, this was the second time she was just attacking my life. Is it an indication of value when so many people like something? Think a little bit. So many entities like stool. Does this mean it's valuable? She was referring to flies. Mm. why don't you read this magazine and get to know what is Krishna consciousness, then you can make up your mind. Don't make up your mind because we are so few and the other people are so many. Okay. I was really shocked. I mean, you didn't do this in my society circles to just attack someone. So give me your magazine. Yes, I just want a little donation. Okay. So I took the magazine, not really willingly, but I was curious. I took it with me and I remember, I read one thing in the magazine. I couldn't understand everything because it was a bad translation from English to German, and the sentences were really not good German. But you really had to guess the translation I understood was done by an English speaker, But I understood, I read this one verse where Prabhupada says, peace in society can only happen if you accept God as your best friend. Wow, that was profound. Somehow, my dear devotees, I do not know how these words make Krishna your friend. They're entering into my heart. As I said, I cannot explain to you why. Now when I'm old and I reflect smilingly on the incident, how Krishna got me. And now I can understand. It was his mercy. He was sitting in the heart, and he opened for just a little while the covering of Maya, and the sentence, make Krishna your best friend, was able to come through the little slit in the curtain, that little opening of that covering of illusion, covering for many births, was coming into my heart. And I thought, that's an invitation. May God your friend. This sounds really amazing. That's a real project. We got a project here. and I became very inspired by this. And therefore I want to share this now with you all. There is an invitation, my dear guests from London. A wonderful invitation. And this invitation can be realized if you do one thing, that is, step back from your life, look at it anew. Leonardo da Vinci, a great medieval painter, a discoverer, a scientist, he had many qualifications. He is one of the fathers of modern thinking. He said something which I would like to share with you. He said, from time to time, step back. Look at the canvas from a distance. And you will see where the painting lacks proportion, where the harmony is disturbed, and where maybe some pieces, sections, areas of the painting need to be brushed over with bold strokes. Obviously, he had our life in mind. We should step back from the painting of our life, which is there in bright colors in London, before your eyes. And we should step back a little bit and look anew at this painting. Is everything good there? Are the proportions all right? Maybe my life lacks harmony in certain areas. Maybe it's not aligned with something which is of true value. Maybe I'm actually pretending to be someone I am not. If this is so, I need to paint over this. I need to change this. So that my life becomes wholesome like a good painting. My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics, this is so important, because otherwise you might lose yourself and lose a valuable opportunity which is given to us in this human form of life. Just like a painter who is so close to the painting, he cannot see any longer clearly what is happening. He sees only a small detail, but not the whole picture any longer. And he just paints a really ordinary picture, which cannot induce even his grandmother in her sleep, you know. It's after all your life, the painting of your life. Step back from time to time, and you might be able to recognize something which you have totally overlooked all the time. And this point, which Narada Muni talks here about, is one of these points. You have the inherent ability to actually receive the Lord in your heart by the spiritual television, as Prabhupada calls it, of chanting his holy names, hearing about him and his wonderful pastimes. And in this way you can make a profound change. You might only have to repair your heart, your television set, so to say, or internet connection, or however you call it in modern lingo. Prabhupada once said that we all have one trouble. He said, the trouble is you don't believe in Krishna. That's a profound trouble. Mr. Brahmachari, you are dressed in a way which shows me you are leading the life of a monk. Mrs. Mataji, you seem to be dressed in a sari, which shows me that you are identifying with this spiritual group, the Hare Krishnas. How real is Krishna for you, Mr. Brahmachari? And Mrs. Well-dressed Mataji? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, but should think of the Lord as real, satyena. But should think of the Lord as real. He's more real than you. He's more real than all of us. He is the source of this world. He's the source of all of us. We are all coming from him. And our forgetfulness comes from him. Our remembrance comes from him. Everything comes from him. He is the real one. He is, as we would say in modern language, he's the real stuff. He is the real one. Satyena, he is the truth. And he invites all conditioned souls to come back to him. He sends his dear servants into the world, the acharyas, like Srila Prabhupada. He comes in many avatars, incarnations, as Ram, as Narsingadev, as Buddha, later as Kalki. He comes and sits with us in our hearts, and he gives us the life through which we can think, the life through which we can act. He is real, and he wants to become our best friend. This possibility is open for all of us to receive him in our heart. And I want to invite you to use this time away from London, means away from your ordinary life and the many duties and hazards and entanglements, if you so want, and the old patterns of thought, to fill your heart with the presence of Krishna. Is that a good invitation? Yes? Krishna. So to just end this, Krishna time. I'm 7.5 minutes over time. No problem. I have the microphone. I want to just end this program by requesting you to turn quickly to a neighbor. Just the men to the men and the Matajis to the Matajis. Quickly find a neighbor. It's important you participate in the exercise. Who of you has not found a neighbor yet? Please then join any group. Maybe Sutapa's group is there. I will also join Sutapa's group. Anyone else has not found a neighbor yet? Everyone found. Now, a question which you have to talk to your neighbor. Honestly, how real is Krishna for you at the moment? This is a dangerous Maharaj. He makes us thinking. How real is Krishna for you? One second. If the question is a little bit difficult and you can't grasp it, you can talk about what do you appreciate in Krishna. Then something very real comes out. Huh? What do I appreciate in Krishna? Thank you. Krishna. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, the time is already up and we need to take our breakfast and then enter into the day. I do not know if Shantanu or Sutapa, you want to address the devotees and give them some overview of what happens during the day. I want to thank you very much. My message to all of you is to repair your TV set. Prabhupada said, by hearing and chanting, Krishna becomes reflected on the mirror of our heart by spiritual television. Huh? And this is an opportunity to do this so that Krishna becomes really real. Yet he becomes an experienced transcendent effect. I thank you very much. I will give the microphone to Shantanu.